tell you what, one of the things I will not do, under different graces and under different anointings, you just don't take God's meeting. Where the anointing of God won't go, I will not go. I'm not going to stand in the place of God. When you're supposed to be in a place where God is supposed to be, or where the anointing of God is supposed to be, and you stand there in the flesh, you don't need to be there. I will not do a show that God won't do. He didn't call you to do that. He didn't call me to do that either. He said, lo, I go with you, and I'll be with you always and forever, even until the end of time. The minute that we don't have a grace or an anointing to do something, we just won't do it. Nothing worse than that. We have enough people, things out there flowing in stuff, a lot of noise, but no power behind it. You can't just come with any word. You got to come with a word from God. Well, when we worship God, worship is extremely important. Why? Why is praise and worship so important? Because you come here to hear from heaven, right? And God does what? He inhabits the praises of his people. You got to understand that God, it is God, and it's the anointing of God that breaks the yokes. I want you to see three things. It's people got to wait on the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Stop being so quick to get up there. One day you're going to get up there in the place of the Holy Ghost, and then God's going to put you back where you belong. There's spirit and there's flesh, and the flesh profits nothing. We hear so much about the anointing of the Holy Ghost and the anointing of the Holy Ghost, but we never hear about the work of the flesh. Have you ever heard the word called strange fire? Everybody say strange fire. Strange fire is fire you just don't know where it comes from. Looks like the Holy Ghost, sounds like the Holy Ghost, but there's no tangible anointing present. So we make our own fire. We are to flow in the fire of the Holy Ghost. We don't make our own fire. You don't offer up your own fire. You just wait on the Holy Ghost. He'll show up. He wants to minister to people more than you do. He wants to meet your need more than I do. That's his job. And that's his ministry. And if you truly had faith and you truly believed God, you'd have the ability to wait. Exchanging the brass for what? Gold. Exchanging the brass for gold. And how can we exchange the brass for gold? Go right here to 1 Corinthians chapter 12. Now concerning spiritual gifts, brethren, I would not have you what? Ignorant. That means God wants to teach us something. Don't be ignorant. Concerning spiritual gifts. Now jump on down to chapter 12, verse 27. Now ye are the body of Christ, members in particular, and God hath set some in the church. Everybody circle the word some. First, apostles. Secondly, prophets. Thirdly, teachers. After that, miracles. When are you going to get the miracles? When are you going to get a true word? So there's an order to things. People don't want to teach order, and they don't understand that. Some people say that doesn't mean anything whatsoever. Which one's put first doesn't matter. It does matter. And if you get in God's way, you build things God's way, we'll get greater works. And many times people get strange things that come up and die out. And why? Because it was not built on the foundation of Jesus Christ. It wasn't built on the Word. Then we're going to learn something right here. If you go right there, it said, God has set first apostles, structure. Something for God to work with. God pours out his spirit on all flesh. Meaning what? That there's got to be something there for him to work with. Usually the apostolic ministry or apostles will do that. They will set people up and identify them, train them, and equip them for what? For the work of the ministry. Then many people want to jump it. Nobody wants to have any structure, any order, anything. We need a move. If we want to have a true move of the Holy Ghost, we need to have a true move of the Word. I'm believing God for the day that the apostolic ministry will come into manifestation in full force once again. And you should be in that kind of church. It's the same church. It was the church back then. It's the church that way today. You want to have all of the fivefold ministries in operation. I don't believe there should be a church without an apostolic ministry present. After the apostolic ministry, not before. Then you're going to have another ministry secondarily. Prophets. What's a prophet going to do? It's going to confirm the word of the Holy Ghost. It's going to confirm the vision. So that apostolic ministry comes down there and say, God has said this. We're going to go this way. We're going to go this way. We're not going to go to the left or the right. This is the vision of God, and we're going to run for it. Then God blesses that ministry with a second move of grace, the prophetic ministry. Then the prophetic ministry comes in and says, hey, I'm right with you. Guess what I saw? Say, I see it by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost. Many people want to get it mixed up. Many people want to put prophets in the place of apostles. You can't get much done with just a bunch of prophets, and you need all the fivefold ministries. You need everybody working together. You need the word of the Holy Ghost. You need intercessors to get behind the vision of God and prophesy what the Holy Ghost wants to do. Thirdly, what? Teachers. Say apostles, prophets, and teachers. After that, everybody say after that. Circle the word after that. Everybody wants to get the miracles, but they don't want to get what comes before the miracles. We're believing God for miracles and manifestations, but before we can, you need the ingredients for miracles. Apostolic ministry, prophetic ministry, and good teaching. Wow. If you want to see a miracle, if you want a miracle in manifestation, find yourself somebody with some structure, not a Looney Tune. Find a place structured, a healthy, safe place built up in the Word of God on the foundation of Scripture. Then find yourself some places where the people are praying and can hear heaven. And can hear heaven. When you're around prophetic, apostolic ministry, you're around prophetic ministry all at the same time, and there's a teaching anointing there. You don't want to be around any prophetic ministry without any teaching. You'll end up in a ditch somewhere. You better have the Word of God. Somebody say, thank God for teachers, people that will instruct us in the Word of God. You need the Word of God to stay stable. There are a lot of people going around in spaceships today in their heads, but the teaching will hold you stable. It will hold you strong. What is the result? Lakewood Church is a mighty work of God. Why? It's the Word of God that they have founded and remained stable in it. They didn't go too far to the right. They didn't go too far to the left. They stayed right in the Word, and the man of God taught. But after all of that, don't stay there. Don't stay there. After all of that, not before all of that. Many people get messed up when they try to move in things before they've had the foundational things. After all of that, then we begin to see what? Miracles. And then what? Gifts of healing, helps, governments, and diversity of tongues. After you get those ministries, then you find local church things come into manifestation. I'm really excited about it. How about you? You need the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Too many people want to jump out there in the flesh. You jump out there in God's stead without God's armor. When God tells you to go, you got the protection to be there. But when you go on your own, you're on your own. When we learn to honor the tangible presence of God and the anointing of God. Somebody say, Lord, I'll go if you want. If you don't go with me, I ain't going nowhere. Unless you go with me, I'm not going. So many people want to go, but you better make sure you got the anointing of the Holy Ghost and you got the Word of God with you, and God is with you. Now, go on over to 1 Corinthians chapter 13. Though I speak with the tongues of men and angels and have not charity, I am become as sounding brass or a tinkling cymbal. Charity. Well, love. What does that mean? Though, you know, if you get in an argument with somebody and then go up there and prophesy, no, that doesn't mean that. Does that mean if you don't have a mushy, ooey-gooey feeling in your heart and you prophesy that you're a tinkling cymbal? No. What is love? What has the Holy Ghost been teaching us about love? What is love? What is love? What does the Bible say about love? Those that love me do what? Obey me. Doesn't the Bible teach us those that love, if you love me, you'll keep my commandments and do what I tell you to do? What does that mean? Those that don't have a heart to follow the Holy Ghost and obey the Holy Ghost when he says to do something, when he says to do it, in the spirit that he says to do it in, you're just nothing but a clanging cymbal and a gong. You can scream till the roof comes down. You can prophesy till the paint rolls off the wall. But until you're obedient to the Holy Ghost, charity. If you have charity, will cause you to, charity and love does something. It's the one that has obedience that gets the job done. God's teaching us something here that we just thought that doesn't mean, that means that if you're just not the sweet little nice person, of course, well, listen, you're not a sweet little nice person. You don't got the love of God in your heart. You got some problems. You shouldn't even be thinking about ministry. But it goes beyond that. There are a whole lot of sweet, nice people that are still, what, clanging gongs and cymbals. Anybody ever seen them out there? No direction. They won't obey the Holy Ghost, but they get out there and try to do something half-heartedly. Try to minister like that. And you want your anointing to break the yoke of bondage. You don't want to get out. There are a whole lot. I mean, there are industries of music ministry out there. There are millions of dollars in the Christian music industry right now. They're making millions and billions of dollars right now in that industry. But the yoke of bondage is not broken. Why? It's no anointing from the Holy Ghost on it. You got to obey the Holy Ghost to have anointing. You can't do what you want to do. You got to do what the Holy Ghost says do when he says to do it. Charity. Charity causes us to obey God in the way that God wants it to be, us to be obedient. Isn't it amazing he put this scripture right here, right after the gifts of the Spirit and right after the fivefold ministry? That means God wants to do something. He said, this is how I'm going to do it. And in verse 13, I'm going to show you that this is the spirit that you'll do it in. Excellence. He said, let me show you a more excellent way. Oh, listen to the Holy Ghost tonight. Say, let me show you a more excellent way. You can do it any kind of way, but do it God's way, the right way, in the spirit of excellence. That is love. You only love God to the degree of your obedience. Not to how loud you sing in church, how fast you dance. Thank God you do dance. You should dance. I mean, everybody should be dancing and shouting. When I think about Jesus and all he done for me, I just want to lose my mind. God is a good God. Something's wrong when you can't, you know, when you just can sit there, when you think about where, I just think about where I came from. And if that's not good enough, I think about where I'm going. God is good. Hallelujah. I don't need you to praise him with me. He set me up before I knew you. I don't got to have any of you to get me where I got to go. I got to have the Holy Ghost. I can praise him all by myself. God is good no matter what. He sent his word and healed their diseases. But I just feel an upgrade of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Would it just got so good? There is a day we just go forth in anything. A more excellent way. Don't just go back and do things the way saints used to do things. Let's just go and run on through it. Though I have the gift of prophecy and understand the mysteries in all knowledge, though I have all faith so I could remove mountains and have not charity, what does it say? I'm nothing. Charity is what? Obedience. I'm going to tell you what. You better find out what God wants you to do and listen to the Holy Ghost, because God knows what's coming. Only what you do for Christ will last. And though I bestow all my goods to feed the poor, and though I give my body to be burned and have not charity, it profits me nothing. Obedience. You can do a lot of good things. It's not enough to do a good thing. You got to do a God thing. What's the difference between a good thing and a God thing? And it's something that's unctioned by the Holy Ghost. The reason why there is no revival, well, the revival in this area has been in detained and not moving to the full degree of its potency, is what? It is rebellion. You hear me? It's rebellion. And when the saints get that stuff together and say, Lord, I'm going to do exactly what you want to, God can use people like that. People that love him enough to say, okay, you set it out, do it the way you told me to do it. He told one disciple, he said, listen, if you love me, he said, Lord, you know I love you. Lord, I know I love you. Lord, you know I love you. He said, feed my sheep. He asked him several times, do you love me? He kept saying, I love you. He sang another worship song. Peter, do you love me? Lord, you know I love you. You know I love you. Did another worship song. He asked me again, Lord, do you love me? He did another one. Feed my sheep. Everything that you do has to be in order that the sheep might be fed. Everything that you see around here, when you do your ministry, it's in order that the sheep might be fed. It's what you eat that'll make a difference. For the world is hungry for the living bread, the bread which comes from heaven. When you become obedient to the Holy Ghost, people will hear the Word of God. And the Word of God will make a difference. Charity suffereth long and is kind. Charity. Now, wouldn't that be weird if we think that just charity is just kindness? charity is just not kindness. You know, kindness just isn't kind. It's more than that. See, but that what we read this most of the time, we just think charity is just nice. It's more than just being nice. What it's saying is obedience. Don't ever separate love from obedience. Perfect obedience. Listen, obedience suffereth long. Obedience is kind. Obedience envieth not. It vaunteth not itself. It is not puffed up. Nor doth it behave itself unseemingly. Seeketh not her own. Is not easily provoked. And thinketh no evil. This is the way in which we may minister. Doesn't it make more sense? When you thought about it the other way, you had to take it out of context to make it make sense. And this is how we act on our job. No, this is the way in which we minister. This is the way in which the Holy Ghost will flow. This is the way in which we must have church. Rejoiceth not in iniquity, but rejoiceth in truth. Beareth all things, believeth all things, and hopes all things. And does what? Endureth all things. This is the Holy Ghost. It tells us when we're walking in obedience, there will be an increase of the anointing of the Holy Ghost. God will be able to manifest himself when saints say, listen, I'm going to be obedient for a real long time. If he tells me to do something else, I'll do it. I won't back off. I won't slack off. No longer I that liveth, but Christ that liveth in me. Oh, what God would do with a man that might obey him. A man that was just a woman, man, woman, boy, and girl, child, anybody that would just hear a word from heaven and do it. Step out when he says step out. Speak up when he says speak up. Sit down when he says sit down. Stand up when he says stand up. Obedience, amen, it's what God wants. Get in sync with the Holy Ghost. Reminds me of that scripture that Brother Jesse read a while back when he was talking about the move of God. It said in this last move of God, he said they will not break rank. That means this army is going to be marching strong, in sync, with their heart tuned to God's heart. Obedient people will get the job done. Oh, what God would do with one or two obedient people. He could change the world. The word would not lose its power. The word would not lose its power nor its potency if we just let it flow through us. Charity never fails. My God. Do you want to win? Do you want to win? Do you want to be successful in ministry? Do you want to be successful in what God's called you to do? Listen, it says when we walk in this mindset, when we walk in this spirit of obedience, you won't fail. There's no way you'll fail when you're doing what God tells you to do, when he tells you to do it, and how he tells you to do it. People wonder why they fail all the time, because you got a miscommunication somewhere with the word of God. You missed it somewhere. You missed hearing and didn't step out when he told you to step out, or you stepped out too soon. We want to do what God wants us to do, when he wants us to do it, and how he wants to do it, from the top to the bottom. I'll preach the way he wants me to preach, and whatever he tells you to do, you do it the way he tells you to do it. Then Jesus will be manifested. He said, if I be lifted up from the earth, I'll draw all men unto me. Let's lift up Jesus. And Jesus said, not my will be done, O Lord, but thy will be done. God's looking for somebody that will obey him. For we know in part and we prophesy in part. But when that which is perfect is come, then that which is in part shall be done away. When I was a child, I spoke as a child, I understood as a child, I thought as a child, but when I became a man, I put away childish things. For now we see through a glass darkly, but then face to face. Now I know in part, but then I shall know even as I am known. And now abideth faith, hope, and what? Charity. And the greatest of these, how many of you got a lot of stuff done with faith? My God. How many of you heard the faith message? You got a hold of that faith message that you could hear the word of God. And faith comes by hearing, and hearing by the word of God. You got a lot of stuff just because you believe by faith. I mean, there's been a move of faith. Way back in the early 80s, Brother Hagin came with Brother Copeland, and there was a revelation of supernatural faith that went out over the whole body of Christ, that we can believe God and God would be true to his word, that you could name it, claim it, and receive what God wants you to have. We got a whole lot done through the ministry of the word of faith. Thank God for the word of faith. Then there were some that came that moved in the word of hope that you can, that God is a good God. Brother Oral Roberts came and told the body of Christ that God is a good God and something good's going to happen to you. Do you remember Brother Oral Roberts would get on the TV and preach that every week? Something good is going to happen to you. And what did that do when you heard that word from the Holy Ghost? It gave you expectation. You were expecting that good thing that God was going to do. You were expecting it to happen. Brother Oral Roberts gave the body of Christ hope. He let us know that God wasn't mad at us, that he was glad and ready to do something good. Then Brother Hagin came and taught the body of Christ faith. We're about ready to wrap this up and go on to glory. There's going to come another revelation of the word of God. There's about another revelation to come. There's a greater one that came. God will do greater things in the last days. For the latter glory will be greater than the former glory. What's about to happen? The body of Christ is about ready to jump into the move of charity. Supernatural love manifested by obedience. People that love God so much that they will obey him in anything. And boy, if we got a lot of stuff done with our faith. Boy, if we got a lot of stuff us done by faith, how much more? How much more can we get done? How much more will the body of Christ increase when they fall in love with God so much they won't think about themselves, but they'll just think about the cause of Christ Jesus and go forth in obedience and do what God told them to do? The next wave of grace. God moves in graces. God moves. How many have been in the Holy Ghost meetings and you understand what a move of grace is, that there are graces from the Spirit? There are graces from the Spirit of God. Now, graces are ways of God. I speak it into existence. I speak it right now that the next move of grace from the move of God, I'm believing and I'm speaking it right now and I'm prophesying it by the Spirit of the Holy Ghost, that the next grace and the next move, the next manifestation will be the body of Christ coming into full measure, flowing in perfect obedience, and love will not fail. Glory to God, where the body of Christ has failed before, it will stand this time because they will not give up. They will be able to endorse. I'm ready to obey God and see God move. I'm not ready to turn around. I can speak in tongues, but my tongue's just not a clanging cymbal. My prophecy's just not jumping off the wall. I got something to back up my prophecy. I got something to back up my tongue. I got action that will follow through on what God said. Charity. You're finding out why your life is interrupted, why you just can't get enough of God, why you just want to do more for God, why you want to be obedient to God when everybody else says, that's enough, that's enough, that's enough, and you want to keep going. You're in the wave of the Holy Ghost. You're in the wave of grace of God, and you're jumping in full force, not jumping out. God's doing a new thing, and you're right in the middle of it. I'm not thinking about the world. There are some of you, and you've been thinking you're crazy. You've been thinking you might be lazy. You're not lazy. You just found out where the real reward is. Seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these other things will be added unto you soon. That's why we're moving at the word of God. That's why you move when everything's all right. Where do we got to go? We got to go to the woodlands. Why? I don't know. God said so. So we're going to do it. Why are you not taking that deal? Amen. God don't want me to take it. God wants me to do this. I'd rather follow Jesus through the desert, amen, than walk over the mountains and the green pastures, if there is any, because the devil doesn't have any. All that glitters is not gold. I'd rather walk with Jesus anywhere than walk a day with the devil. God knows we can handle it. That's why he said it. You're obedient people, so you should expect the reward of the obedient. Behold, I do a new thing. A new thing. I'm a new vessel. See, the old vessel couldn't do what God wanted it to do. The old vessel was the old people in the old covenant. They couldn't move in faith. They couldn't believe God. And faith obeys God. See, they were a disobedient people. Those in the Old Testament, they were always getting in trouble because of the spirit of disobedience. He would say, do this, and they would do a little bit, or they would go beyond what he said to do. They would not obey God, and that's why they messed up. But Jesus created in us a heart that would follow hard after God. This new thing that we were talking about this morning is a new thing that has the ability to hear the Holy Ghost because he's living on the inside of us. Eh? He's given us a new heart that we might be able to be perfectly obedient to God. That we don't have to miss it. If we just listen to the Holy Ghost, he'll speak. And we can avoid half of the things we go through. Half the things. He knows what's coming tomorrow. We're not caught off guard. You don't have to do corrective things. When you're walking in the light of the Word of God and in the anointing of the Holy Ghost, when you're in tune with the Spirit, the greatest. The greatest. He that would want to be the greatest of you must become the one. The least or the servant of all. Great. Servants are obedient. I believe we just got into a new wave here. And it's there for anybody that want to flow in it. He'll be your comforter and he'll be your guide. He'll be your comforter and he'll be your guide. He'll be your comforter and he'll be your guide. How can you become obedient without a guide? How can you become obedient to the Holy Ghost without a guide? What does that guide mean? It means the Holy Ghost will speak to you and say, go this way, go that way. Listen to the Holy Ghost and obey the Holy Ghost. Obey the Spirit of God. The greatest of these is charity. Say it one more time. The greatest of these is charity. Charity is manifest by supernatural obedience. How many of you want to be more obedient? Thank God for obedient people. God told me to tell somebody to obey God until something happens. Say, I will obey God until something happens. I see, and as you said that, I just felt the anointing of the Holy Ghost and more just came. See? See? And the Holy Ghost says, as you obey God, and that thing will happen, why will something happen? Why will something happen? Because there's a spirit of rebellion. And the only way to get rid of a spirit is to oppose a spirit. And God said that spirit of rebellion and disobedience will be broken as the saints of God step out and start to obey God in all things. The more you obey, the weaker the devil will become over this geographic area. Jesus had all power, all authority. Why? Because he said, I do the will of him who sent me. I do not my own will, but the will of God who sent me. Your mountains will fall down before you. And when you start to obey God, those things that have been holding you back, they'll break in the name of Jesus. They'll break in the name of Jesus as you become obedient to the Holy Ghost. Get rid of disobedience. Start listening to the Holy Ghost. Start flowing in the Spirit of God. Start to obey God and your miracle will start to happen. We'll start to see those signs and wonders that the Bible talks about. Last but not least, somebody say, the first miracle. The first miracle. The first miracle ever, Mary said. The first miracle that Jesus did. She said, whatever he tells you to do, do it. That's how you get a miracle. That's how you get a move of God. That's how you bring on the anointing of the Holy Ghost. Whatever. Not what's convenient. Not what makes you happy. Not what floats your boat. Not what's easy. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. He told Noah to build an ark because there was a flood coming. He had never seen the rain. He told the children of Israel to keep marching even though they were at the Red Sea. Do it! He told Gideon to go to war with an army that was bigger than his own and fire half his people and to do it. What did he do? They said their sin, but God said what? Do it! Some say, when I do it, God will do it. Hey, you want a stock tip? Obey God. Be healthy on the other side. Be heavy on the side of heaven. Greatest. Greatest. Have great wealth and glory. Have great obedience will bring you great authority and great power. Many people have big ministries and have great moves of God and great things simply because they just did what God told them to do when he told them to do it. Obey God. Speak, Lord. Thy servant listens.